Hi there. The word for you today is on overcoming temptation. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12 we read, "Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." When Jesus told Peter that he would deny his Lord, Peter boasted, "Others may, but not me." Yet within a few hours he was swearing and disavowing any knowledge of Jesus. And you know what? It can happen to any one of us. The Bible says in James 1 verse 14, each one is tempted, no exceptions, when he is drawn away by his own particular desires and enticed. That means we all have areas of vulnerability which, if not disciplined by character and commitment, have the potential to defeat and even destroy us. So what can we do? Two things. First, recognize it. Before you yield to temptation, you usually go through certain stages. For example, by neglecting prayer and Bible reading, you become careless and indifferent to God, insensitive to danger, and you find yourself drawn like a moth to a flame. Then you begin to rationalize your disobedience and think, "Nobody knows. What harm will it do?" And the more you silence the voice of your conscience, the stronger your carnal appetites become. Then you surround yourself with people who do the same things or are at least willing to look the other way. Do you know what Jesus said about temptation? Mark 14:38, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." In other words, pray for strength before the temptation comes. Second thing you need to do is reach for help. When King Jehoshaphat came up against an enemy too big to handle alone, here's what he prayed. "We have no power against this great multitude, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And God gave him a spectacular victory. Jehoshaphat knew he was no match for the enemy, and he knew where to turn for help. What's the secret of victory? Leaning less on yourself and more on God. That is the word for you today.